There are leaf blowers, and then there are fuel-injected luxury leaf blowers. The Lincoln-certified pre-owned autumn event. Now get 0.9% APR, plus the confidence of a 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Lincoln-certified pre-owned. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/13. See dealer for limited warranty and complete details.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week, I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday Sale this Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Disney on Ice presents Let's Celebrate, a colossal party on ice bursting with brilliant holidays. Blast off with Buzz Lightyear to a winter wonderland. Celebrate a very merry unbirthday party with Alice and the Mad Hatter and Mickey Mouse. And share an enchanting Valentine's Day with the Disney princesses, featuring over 50 Disney friends from 16 Disney stories. Bring your family to this jam-packed celebration. Disney on Ice presents Let's Celebrate. Opens at Dunkin' Donuts Center, Providence, Friday, September 13th. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
It'll be cooler and less humid as we step into the weekend, taking a look at the 1490 forecast. Some sunshine, some clouds around this afternoon, the high around 70 degrees. Then tonight, the skies will clear late and overnight after some clouds around in the evening hours. Areas of fog after midnight, low to 48. A lot of sunshine tomorrow, Saturday, beautiful, the high towards 70. Mostly clear skies tomorrow night, low dropping back into the mid-40s. We'll see some fog early on Sunday, but that moves out, leaving us with a lot of sunshine, and again, the high near 70.
Hello, my friends. I'm Jeff Yaldin, celebrity teen and family life coach, renowned youth motivational speaker, and teen author. For 20 years, I've traveled all over the world, touching hearts and changing lives. You have questions, I have answers. I am here for you. And together, I hope to bring purpose, passion, and direction to your life and your family. Welcome, my friends. Welcome to the Jeff Yaldin Show. I am Jeff Yaldin, the host of the Jeff Yaldin Show, and we are live here in the outskirts of Boston, Massachusetts. I have special guest Jay Ball, a detective with the Milford Police, a 10-year veteran of the police force. I'm honored to have Jay in studio. Jay, how are you this afternoon?
Very good. Thank you very much for having me.
Awesome. Jay, I'm excited. And to all of my people listening in the outskirts of Boston, we have people following worldwide live on the internet. I had to change today's discussion because of, Jay, I think as I'm looking more into this and I'm hearing about this with my work in education, parents, and law enforcement, there's a drug out in the street called Molly that is just, it's becoming an epidemic that if we don't do something about, it's going to take more and more lives because young people, it's a powder that's in a capsule, if I know this correctly, but young people don't know what they're taking or what it could be laced with. Is that right?
That's correct. Molly is, it's not a new drug, but it's on the street and it's being used at parties. And the problem with Molly is we can go into other stuff about it later, but Molly, just like any other drug, it can be used as a dose, but we don't know what that dose is. And also, Molly, obviously, is short for molecule. It's a strong, it is the MDMA, just the drug. It's not cut, it's not used as anything else, and that's where the Molly comes from, the molecule from the chemical compound.
Molly is like another form of ecstasy.
That's correct in one way. Ecstasy can be multiple different combinations of drugs. It could have pressed into a pill form. It could have caffeine, some sort of amphetamines in it, different types of chemicals that could be put in there, even opioids. Molly is just the MDMA, pure drug, unknown dose, very strong, very potent.
It's like the 70s version of crack, isn't it?
It's been compared to, that's the new thing coming. Molly is the new drug that kids are seeking to use at parties.
Jay, how serious is this in education, and how serious of a topic is this that our educators and parents need to just, you know, red flag, red flag. We have to look at this. 16 to 25 years old. That means you're a sophomore, junior in high school, and you're looking to get your hands on Molly.
Yeah, weed is done with. People use marijuana, but people want that euphoric high, and that's what MDMA, Molly, ecstasy, they do for a person. That initial rush. You may get nausea right away, but in 45 minutes, you've got that touchy-feely. You have just that euphoric feeling, loving one another, you know, hugging, touching, feeling, lights, everything. Your senses are enhanced. It's just a great feeling at that time. Then the side effects kick in.
Okay, but here's the thing. Hey, Jay, if this is a euphoric feeling and I'm feeling alive and I'm excited and you just came off the midnight shift last night, if I take Molly and I feel more, you know, the stresses are away, I feel euphoric and happy and I'm happy to be with you, dude, everyone that's listening right now is like, how do I get this? The problem is what it's laced with. They're lacing it with, you know, marijuana, alcohol, just to name a few, cocaine, heroin. What about, I heard recently, see, the problem is there's a lot of people on the street that are now making Molly, and they're making it out of their kitchen, out of their bathtub, and they're lacing it with other things, such as, I heard recently, someone laced it with talcum powder. That'll kill you.
Absolutely. The one thing I say is you said perfect, that will kill you. The euphoric rush, great, everything about it, but you can die from these drugs. People have overdosed, obviously, in the past few weeks, but we don't know what's in these drugs. Great, it's Molly, it's MDMA, it's this, but everything is being put into it. Just like when we have heroin epidemics, as we have still, especially in Milford, a lot of heroin comes into this area. Things are cut with, could be rat poison. The dealer is looking to get his or her money's worth, whether it's, I've got this much purity, but I'm going to step on it, step on it, step on it. It could be something like whey protein being put in it. It could be a poison. The dealer doesn't care. The dealer makes their money. The dealer gives it to a runner. It's untraceable.
And for the people that are listening, it's like you're not going to go buy a car if you hadn't seen the car.
That's true.
But yet you're going to just take this pill that you don't even know what's in it.
These pills are coming in mostly in the top three that they're coming in from is Canada, the Netherlands, and parts of Asia. So we're taking in a chemical into our bodies with no known dose, and we don't know what's in it. But it makes us feel great for 6 hours, but then the side effects are awful if you don't die in the meantime.
Well, people also aren't just taking one pill. They're taking two pills. You're listening to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. We're talking about the drug that is hidden in the streets and has taken lives, the drug that's called Molly. Ray, we have you in studio. Ray, you're in a band. You're out in the night scene in the nightclubs. And
I am, but I'm also old.
Well, yeah, but Ray, you're out there with the 16 to 25-year-old market. They're coming. They want to hear your music.
Yeah.
What do you know about the drug Molly?
Well, I do have a 17-year-old son. He's pretty well-mannered. But I have never heard of Molly before. And it scares me to hear. And, I feel like I'm getting older when you hear about all these new drugs that are coming on the scene. And it frightens me having a 17-year-old. And then having a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. You know, in another 10 or 15 years, I just don't understand what kind of society we're going to live in with stuff like this on the streets.
Well, the stuff is becoming more potent than ever before. Ray is out there in the nightclubs. He's in a band, plays music. I follow him on Facebook all the time. And he's saying he hasn't heard about it. Jay, is this something that is kept underground?
It's an age group, and not pick on Ray's age, because I'm sure we're pretty darn close in age. But yeah, it has been kept on the ground, but we've got these pop stars, the Madonna, the Miley Cyruses, and I'm not picking on them. There are a couple of hip hop stars, rap stars. They're promoting these to kids. Kids look up to them, whether they're a role model or not. I'm a big believer in, if you've got a microphone in front of you, people will listen to you. And they're promoting this drug. They're promoting all sorts of drugs, and it's killing children.
You know, Madonna pisses me off.
Yeah?
Because it was March of 2012 at the Ultra Music Festival in Miami when she asked the crowd how many people in this crowd have seen Molly. And now everyone's talking about Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. Well, it's also in their hip-hop music, Kanye West, Miley Cyrus. But now Madonna's publicists, they're trying to retract the statement, say, oh, no, 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 that's not what she meant. What you said about if you have a microphone in front of you or you're a public figure or a celebrity figure, I think, and I've said it before, that you have a responsibility, even you as a detective, you and I have a responsibility to live the truth so that young people know the truth is still out there. We're sharing a message, and if we go out and do something we shouldn't be doing, it makes us a hypocrite. And these celebrities, like Kanye West, yeah, I like the music. Madonna, I like the music. Miley Cyrus, I don't even know who the hell she is. But the point that I'm trying to make, they're making millions and millions and millions, and they need to take responsibility that it's not about the image that they're selling, but they have a responsibility to their fans to try and educate, like what we're doing, educate, inform, but also entertain. I want to share with my listeners a quick letter that was written from a known drug dealer promoter of Molly. Molly is an anonymous powder, sometimes in bags and sometimes in capsules. You can snort Molly or ingest it, whatever tickles your fancy, he writes. There have been times that I have taken Molly and then said to myself, oh, shoot, insert bad word, not shoot. This is definitely crystal meth. Sometimes I've been like, whoa, this is totally heroin. Other times I've thought, oh, fudge. Insert bad word, not fudge. This is one of those alphabet soup bomb hallucinogens, or perhaps is this effing bath salts? No matter what it is, it was called Molly, and that's why it's inherently dangerous. Attendees went in with the expectation of doing drugs. The demographic, he continues to write, we're talking about here is almost all people between the ages of 18 to 25. And he goes on to say, everybody wants to get their hands on Molly. The people selling my drugs, Jay, this is interesting. The people selling my drugs were always attractive women, not grungy hippies with dreadlocks, but my girls were never bothered by police because there's no way attractive women would ever sell drugs, right? That makes sense. And you think about, you're going to trust a beautiful woman dressed well, presenting herself well. She's going to sell you this drug on the street, $10, $20, $25. You're going to trust, but the reality is you don't know where she's getting it. And she continues to say, or he continues to say, social stigmas don't really exist with Molly. And giving it away or having it around doesn't seem like a problem because it is so highly glamorized by the music industry. Jay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the Jeff Yaldin Show talking about Molly, I'm just going to finish these last couple points, and we're going to get further into drugs, Molly, heroin. Thank you for listening to the Jeff Yaldin Show. We'll be right back.
Trust your rehab and recovery to the Blair House of Milford. Blair House of Milford provides skilled nursing, short-term and long-term care, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult day health and senior transportation, family-owned and operated for more than 30 years. Remember, you have a choice who provides your rehab needs. Tell your doctor or case manager you insist on Blair House of Milford. Call us at 508-473-1272 for more information or visit elderservices.com.
And now, a very important message from your friends at Camp Bow Wow in Bellingham. Summer is often a time when people fertilize their lawns and work in their gardens. But beware, plant food fertilizer and insecticides can be fatal if your pet ingests them. In addition, more than 700 plants can produce physiologically active or toxic substances in sufficient amounts to cause harmful effects in animals. If you're going away for an extended period, consider Camp Bow Wow Day Camp or Overnight Camp. Check them out at campbowwow.com.
Now, you already know that Dunkin' Donuts at 31 Main Street in Milford already has great coffee and delicious treats. Did you know that they now have soft-serve vanilla ice cream in a cup or a cone? What about shakes in any of the coffee swirl flavors? Did you know that Dunkin' Donuts at 31 Main Street in Milford is also offering ice cream floats in any of the culotta flavors? You didn't? Well, now you know. Delicious new treats at Dunkin' Donuts at 31 Main Street in Milford. WMRC, Massachusetts Radio Station of the Year.
Good morning, Jubit. It's fast six.
Rick Lytles here with you. Welcome into WMRC Daybreak.
There was a lot going on last night throughout high school football.
That's it in, everybody. It's Ray Osher, Living for the Weekend.
This is just an absolute fantastic cause. WMRC, the hospital, I mean, it doesn't get any better.
What are you doing in Hopedale today, Liz?
I'm enjoying listening to WMRC.
Yes!
WMRC, proud to serve our community as Massachusetts Radio Station of the Year.
Welcome back, my friends. This is Jeff Yaldin of the Jeff Yaldin Show. I have in studio Jay Ball. We're talking about the drug Molly. We're talking about heroin, and we're talking about the dangers and how it's affecting young people all over the world today. Before we went to break, I was just sharing a quick letter from a known drug dealer that shared this letter as a result of losing a friend and just a wake-up call. He went off and he finished, "The last point I want to make about Molly is where it gets really dark. Molly is getting more and more popular by the day because it is socially acceptable. You'd be crazy to offer someone cocaine at a dance club because you're not Tommy Lee and this isn't 1989. However, if you are at a show or you offer someone Molly, that's okay. Drug dealers know this. Someone said on Twitter the other day, I forgot who, that Molly is the new cocaine. To which I thought, no, cocaine is cocaine. Molly is something much worse because you can't grow it in plants." And is that right, Ray? Molly, you can't grow Molly.
No, you can't. It's a synthetic. It's made from molecules. It's a chemical formula.
And he writes that cocaine is something that is actually hard to obtain because the raw materials just don't exist here like they do in southern Illinois or northern Arizona. But if you want to make bathtub Molly, just head down to your local pool supply store, maybe an office supply store. If you can make Molly in your bathtub at home, and a lot of rookie pharmacists want to engage in this activity, you can just go to your local pool supply store, office supply store, and you know what? You get some of that stuff from Home Depot, too. Experiment in your bathtub for a bit and see what happens. That's the problem. You're taking a drug that will give you this feeling of euphoria, but then you don't know where you're buying it, and it's a powder that becomes capsulated, put into a capsule. So people are taking the capsule. They don't know if it's talcum powder. They don't know if it's rock salt. They don't know. I mean, it could be like a real mild thing where they put sugar or salt in it.
Yeah, we're putting a name on something, and what may have started as Molly as one thing, Molly is expanded, just like crystal methamphetamine. These drugs being made in bathtubs in one-pot containers, they're being used. Why would you put, if I'm just sitting here right now, why would I drink a shot of Clorox? I wouldn't. It will kill me. It will harm me, at least. Why would I take any other type of poison that says right on there, do not take this? Why would I mix it with other poisons and then, okay, I'm going to party with this? It just doesn't make sense. And I just don't understand. There is an addiction process. I just don't understand why it's being made so much that kids want to use it when it can kill you.
You know, it's amazing. It's like these drugs are more potent today than they were when you and I were growing up. It was alcohol, marijuana, but now it's like heroin. And this is what I don't understand. Heroin used to be for pain killing. It used to be a painkiller. Doctors would administer heroin for painkilling. Now it's like an addiction. You die. You're done. You're dead. You're overdosing. Molly, the same thing. Back in the day, it was used for psychiatry and post-traumatic stress syndrome. And now people are making it out of their bathtubs. Where is this going, Jay?
It's your drug dealers want to make more and more money. Everything has an accepted medical use, and that's where heroin was. If you look back in magazines, and I don't want to throw Sears and Roebuck out there, but I think it's somewhere, if you Google it, Sears and Roebuck, I mean, years ago in the early 1900s, heroin had a actual medical use. Just like today, any opioid pills, but they're highly addictive now. Back to dosages. You don't know the dose being administered to you. And kids are just using this, and heroin, like you said, heroin, once you start, it's almost impossible to kick.
From 2004 to 2009, I just saw on the internet 123% increase in emergency room visits. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's to see these kids, and you know, people sometimes, my name is has some expletives usually before, after, or before and after.
You're a detective, of course.
Absolutely, but you know what, I as much as I want to get that out there, that I do care, and a lot of people in this community know, and surrounding communities that I work with, I do want to listen, because the drug problem ties into more problems. It ties into people stealing, breaking into houses, but it destroys families. And you look at these kids, and you want to help them, but there's only certain ways you can, you know, get off an opioid. You know, cold turkey could kill you. Mm-hmm. There's Suboxone, but that's widely misused and illegally possessed. The methadone clinics, that's abused. It's just to see these kids and look at them, and you can just see a kid over time just deteriorate. And like you said, the ER visits going up. The overdoses, we had a problem, I want to say last December, we had 10 overdoses. Not all fatalities, a few. And then I was talking...
Is that just here in Milford alone, Jay?
Just in Milford alone, we had 10, I want to say, in the end of November, beginning of December. We had, I want to say 10, just to be safe. I could go even as high as 15, and I want to say at least 2. And that's to include Hopedale, too. Hopedale had 3 in there. So between Hopedale and Milford, I want to say we're between 10 and 15. Fatality out of it, I think it was 2 or 3.
I want to give another shout out to all law enforcement that are working hard to protect their communities. And often you do get a bad rep because, like you said, if we don't protect our streets, it affects families, and then families start separating, and then you get all the problems with, you know, whether it be stealing or drugs or alcohol to avoid, you know, the issues that we should be dealing with. You're listening to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC, and we're talking to Jay Ball, a 10-year veteran of the Milford Police Department. We're talking about heroin and drugs, and we want to get into parents and what they can do to help their kids stay off this drug that has taken over America, and we're having deaths. And you know, one of the latest things that just happened, and I think this is why we're having a cry for help and a call to America, we need to take action. See, to my parents out there, I want you to understand, here's the problem. Teens are shooting up dope, they're sniffing heroin, they're injecting oxys and roxys, or the pill form of heroin and opiates, and using Smiles or a form of K2, another dangerous synthetic designer drug. But a series of recent overdoses, and 3 of them fatal, have attributed to the club drug MDMA, known as Molly, another form, if I'm understanding this right, MDMA is ecstasy, and Molly is just kind of like another form.
It's a pure form.
It's a pure form, encapsulated, not knowing what we're taking. Mm-hmm. And this is raising concerns about its potentially lethal consequences. Colleges and universities all over America right now are on high alert to educate and make their student population aware. Last month alone, 3 people at the House of Blues in Kenmore Square here in Boston overdosed on the drug, a purportedly pure powdered form, like we said. One of the 3 is a 19-year-old student from Derry, New Hampshire, who died. Her name is Brittany Flanagan. I want to apologize and send my prayers and thoughts to the family and the community of Pinkerton High School up in Derry, New Hampshire. Brittany was a graduate. So here's the deal. You know, Brittany was excited about traveling to Boston with her sister and friends to attend the Zed concert at the House of Blues. She liked his songs, said a friend of hers, and she told her friend to pick her up Wednesday afternoon, but her friend like never got the call. Apparently, you know, this young lady, Brittany, she ended up dying of an apparent overdose at the Boston Club. and Zed's a popular German electro dance music producer and disc jockey. And Ecstasy was real popular years ago in the nightclubs because that, like, electronic dance music. So now where you see the Molly drug is still in those nightclub scenes, but now it's like, and it's not that grungy hip hop, you know, Afro wearing dirty G, you know, let's not be judgmental about who is selling versus who is not selling. It's your everyday person. This young lady, Brittany, she, you know, someone says, I was in complete shock. No words to describe how I felt. You know, as students were walking through the parking lot, understanding that it was her, she was going to be a sophomore at Plymouth State University, and she's just one of three people who apparently overdosed. Another 24-year-old woman, a man in his 20s. Someone says about Brittany, I've known her for a couple of years. She was such a good girl. She didn't do anything wrong to anybody, a great person. And it's devastating to see somebody with such a good image and a good future ahead of her have to go so soon. Kirby, this young man, says that Flanagan was like any other normal high school girl. She did go to parties, but she was not known to get drunk or do drugs. She did her thing. She liked to have fun. So, Jay, it's everybody.
It's everyone. And you brought up the dance scene. I was stationed while I was in the Army. I was stationed in Germany. And the techno scene, the dance scene was very big. And back then, there was things called micro dot that they had. And it was normal people. It was your businessmen. It was your college students. It was not the person that's got a needle in their arm in the alley. It was everyday people. They wanted that rush. They wanted that feeling of euphoria. They wanted to touch each other. But when you start looking around, especially back then, when you see adults and soon-to-be adults with pacifiers in the mouth because they're grinding their teeth so much and having panic attacks, and they're dancing in a hot atmosphere, they're sweating, so they're actually creating hypothermia in their body, and before they know it, they've actually have become overdosed, and they could die. They pass out, they have seizures, they lose consciousness.
I want to go back to that comment you just made, and I think years ago you used to watch, I think that was heroin. When you see someone with that baby pacifier, they do the baby pacifier so that it prevents them from grinding their teeth.
Absolutely.
So it's not like, oh, you know, my kid's being cool, my kid's being funny. Your kid's actually being a jackass, and you should jack the kid up for having the pacifier in the mouth. So here's five signs your kid could be using. Jaw clenching, sudden loss of appetite, high and low temperatures, signs of depression such as sadness, not being able to get out of bed for an extended period of time. I'm hoping parents, as you're listening to the show, maybe this weekend you really need to spend some time and talk to your children about the effects and the consequences of, you know, drugs and alcohol, Molly especially, because Molly's becoming rampant.
Jeff, can I ask Jay a question real quick?
Yeah, please.
As a parent, and I don't condone any drugs whatsoever, but what, and you talk to these kids, what possesses a kid to take something they don't know what's inside? And I know you don't, if you're buying from some, you know, drug dealer, you don't know what they're putting in it. But if you know that, well, this one could have chemicals in it, this one could have rat poison, but I'm going to ingest it anyway. You know, pop may be one thing. You have that mentality like, well, it's all natural, that kind of thing. But what possesses a kid who might not have a death wish to put this in their body?
One thing I say is, and people may disagree, peer pressure is still here.
Yeah.
We're partying. This is going to make me feel better. I don't care about the consequences because right now I'm going to feel great. I'm going to feel great for the next 6 hours and I can get over it. And not talking, we've all had a few too many of the drink and we feel great when we're drinking, but the hangover the next day, especially as we get older. Well, you still say, oh, I'm never going to have another drink. Well, guess what? You have that beer the next day at a cookout. And on a higher level, you've got this. So you're partying with friends and, you know, okay, they're doing it, they're doing it. They don't think what's in it because kids these days, I look at 18 years old. I left Lawrence. I went in the military. I see kids now that are 20, 21 years old. They're still living with parents, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I just see that the maturity level seems to be different these days.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that when we come back from break. We're in studio talking with Jay Ball, detective of the Milford Police Department. We're talking to parents and teenagers in our community. We're making it awareness to our community about the drug Molly and heroin. We're going to be right back. And after break, I'm going to add to what is possessing kids. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Steve with Dr. Roof, and we're calling from the road. We just finished a project in Milford last week, off of West Street. Drive by, look for our sign, take a look. Today, we're power washing a church in Dighton. Tomorrow, we've got a new roof replacement in Hopkinton and Rehoboth. We're doing roof cleanings this week in Attleboro and in Hudson. And we're installing some solar power vents in Bridgewater. By the way, that's a great way to keep your attic cool in the summer. If you have any roofing issues whatsoever, or if you're not sure, give us a call out at Dr. Roof. We can be reached at 888-766-3550. That's 888-ROOF-550. Or you can call us locally at 508-966-4646. Stay tuned. We'll check in with you soon and often to let you know what we're doing out there on the road. Because at Dr. Roof, we cover your assets.
Why should you choose to work, volunteer, or give to HMEA? Like hundreds of other community citizens, you want to make a difference in the lives of people with disabilities.
And I get tired and feel I'm running out of steam.
Our 600 dedicated, caring, and professionally qualified staff work tirelessly and with compassion to fulfill the hopes and dreams of people of all abilities.
You lift me up and you remind me.
Founded in 1961, we offer a lifespan of support for children, adolescents, and adults with autism, Down syndrome, and intellectual and behavioral challenges. Discover us today at HMEA.org.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Jeff Yalden Show. I have special guest detective of the Milford Police, Jay Ball, in studio. We're talking about the drug Molly. We're talking about heroin. Ray, you asked a question before we went to break. What possesses kids to take these drugs that they don't know what they're laced with? Like, years ago, it was, you know, we'll steal a beer out of our parents' refrigerator, or it was marijuana. You know, you can take a hit of this. It's just going to make you, like, calm, and you're going to chill out a little bit. But now this drug Molly from ecstasy years ago, the club scene, I have an idea of where some of this comes from. Education has gotten to a point with these standardized tests that teachers are no longer, and I want to pay respect, I love teaching, greatest profession in the world, but our teachers have become stressed in now preparing kids to take an exam rather than having the ability to really get into preparing kids about life. So parents are working harder. We're not teaching kids problem-solving skills anymore. We're not teaching kids coping skills anymore. Parents are divorcing. Financially, it's hard to live in the world today. So our kids, dude, if you have a chance to go out and let the whole work week go, and you can feel euphoric, and you can, like, be loving, because, Ray, I don't know about you, but there are a lot of times I'm not a people person.
No.
Yeah, sometimes I don't like people. Like, after 8:30 at night, leave me alone. It's Jeff time.
It's time. You can't always be on.
You can't always be on, but I'm kind of thinking, well, so there's a drug out there that can make me feel like I want to be with you? But the problem is, I've never taken a drug in my life, never even touched a cigarette, but what's concerning me right now is that Molly is different because it's becoming capsulated, where it's put in a capsule and kids are taking it. It's the fishbowl thing where you're going to bring some of your parents, like, pills, and you're going to bring some of your parents, and other kids bring, and they throw in the fishbowl and kids are taking 1, 2, 3 different pills. So you combine Molly with some alcohol, combine that with the Ritalin or the Effexor, or, you know, another antidepressant, you take one, it wears off. You take another, you want to continue that high. Now on the internet, they're talking about dehydration. That's how people are dying. People are dying because they're being stupid, and they're taking way too much of this.
Let me ask you a bold question, because you're a teacher of kids. You're a motivator. Drug awareness education is so important. Of course, we always need that. But is it more teaching our kids how to be leaders? Is it more about teaching our kids not to be followers?
You know what? That's a great question. And I talk about the student leaders. I think in every school, we need to create an environment where kids can come and they can feel safe and get the education they deserve. Now, what we're talking about, this drug Molly, it's not just these kids. It's not just those kids. It's your athletes. It's your honor roll students. It's the kid that goes right down the middle. So when it comes to education, we can't have schools preaching, don't do drugs, don't do drugs. Because the kids, like, another stupid presentation message about don't do this, don't do that. They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to do it when they want to do it. They'll do it with whom they want to do it. But what we need to do is continue to educate people, and the real student leaders in a building will be more concerned about their character. That's who they are, not the reputation, who people perceive them to be, and they're going to live by example of doing the right thing. Kind of like what we said about our celebrities. Do the right thing, because you're setting an example for people. There will be 10% that do it, and the reality is, Jay, we're only talking about 5, 3, 2% of people, right?
Yes, that's what the statistics are saying, yes. To jump back on what you said, I grew up, my parents were much, much older than me when I was born, very strict, Roman Catholic parents. They would tell me, no, you're not doing this. Well, what would I do? I'd go do it, because they said no. Obviously, if they're saying no, it must be fun, I'm putting it together. But in the back of my mind, I was lucky. I was lucky to the fact where I grew up in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and I have some friends that got involved in some pretty bad things. And it was a decision where I had those parents that cared for me, that gave me good advice. Though they said no, I still had in the back of my mind, my parents mean no for a reason, and I can't go down that road. I saw consequences. I wanted to be in the military. I always wanted to be a police officer, and that was to help people. And that's my main function. I've always wanted to help people, but I believe it starts at home. And yes, you do say we have a lot of broken homes. But it's got to, even if a single parent, I know it's tough. I've never been in those shoes, that predicament, but you got to let your kids know what is going to happen if something happens. Not, no, don't do this. No. If you, cigarette packs in Canada, perfect example. You buy a pack of cigarettes in Canada, what's it show you? It shows you your lung black. That's the cause and effect. Not, no, don't do it. This is what's going to happen. This is proven to happen.
I like that. We don't do that in America. So in America, it's all about marketing.
Yep, it is.
You know, oh, man, this is going to be great. Euphoria. But you buy that in Canada, it says, here's what's happening to the inside. Do it if you want, but you're going to die.
Yeah. It does say that on some. Smoke, you will die. I mean, it said it. It says it on packages.
You're listening to the Jeff Yalden Show on WMRC. I have Jay Ball, detective with the Milford Police Department. We're talking to parents and teenagers about the drug Molly. We have an epidemic going on in America, people. You need to stop and wake up and educate. You need to inform and talk to young people. Jay, how much is heroin on the street?
Heroin can range anywhere. You can get a 30 bag of heroin, which is, if you get a 30 bag of heroin, you are...
What's that mean?
That's $30 worth of heroin. That is someone that has been doing heroin for quite a while. Their tolerance is up, and they need that to survive. It's not, oh, maybe I'll drink a beer today. No, I need this much heroin to survive.
I heard you take heroin once, you're addicted.
My training, my experience, and my knowledge of what I say, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You're addicted.
You know, you could be an honor roll student. You could have your whole future ahead of you. You could be a straight A student. You could be one of the best athletes in the team. But you want to be stupid and go out there and screw up your life, and you take it once, and all of a sudden, you don't care about school. You don't care about sports. You don't care about your future. You don't care about your family.
One thing that I try and think about, yes, there are people out there that just, that's the way they live their life. But I do look at, we've had some cases lately where, oh, that guy used to be a starting quarterback at such and such high school, or he used to be the running back at this high school. What happened? I blew my knee out. What happened when you blew your knee out? Well, I got addicted to pain meds. but they got expensive. I couldn't steal OxyContin, Perc 30s. I couldn't steal anymore. I couldn't do this anymore. Heroin's cheaper. I can get heroin like you asked prices. I can get a small little stamp bag, a bindle we call it, for $8 to $10. I can get it cheaper than that if I'm selling it. Usually they'll come out of Worcester or Woonsocket, and they'll come into town, and if they're selling the small stamp bags, you can go anywhere from, like I said, $8 to $10, but the dealer's getting them from $4 to $6.
So I can buy it from a dealer for $5 or $6, sell it for $8 to $10.
Absolutely, if you've got a connection.
Yeah, I got a part-time job.
Wholesale.
And all of a sudden you get caught, you go to prison.
We'd like to think that. You know, obviously people need to be treated, but the dealers...
Well, I'm talking about the drug dealer.
The drug dealer, we need to see more of that. We need to see more people being held accountable for poisoning our youth, and that's what it is. It's they're poisoning.
I want to shout out to my young people out there listening from around the world. Remember the four T's I talk about everywhere I go. Take time to think. Just because it seems easy, just because it seems like it's a shortcut and you can get there, you got to think about the consequences. And if you do the right thing, you might not be happy immediately and initially. I know you want instant gratification, but if you do the right thing, you're going to be happy as a result in the end. So, Jay, heroin is about $8, $10. How much is Molly?
Molly, I've heard... We haven't seen so much come into Milford yet. It is here. We know through. We have informants. We have people. We know it's here. But anywhere from $20 to $50 per dose, which a dose, like I said earlier, we don't know what a dose is. You could fill your own capsules with the powder. You could buy it online. You could have a vial of it. One thing I want people to notice, if they see the SilkRoad.com, that's something I don't know if the DEA is going to be watching you or anything like that, but the SilkRoad.com. It's a website. It's technically hard to get to, but not hard to get to. You have to get to it through different sites, but if you Googled that, the Silk Road is a site from Southeast Asia. You can get any narcotics you want off that. It is illegal, but that's how parents, please know this, that your kids could be on these sites, and they use a different type of currency called bitcoins. You can look that up. MSNBC, Fox News, CNN has had little specials on these things called bitcoins. And it's basically a currency to buy illegal narcotics off the internet. And the parents, please, please, please check what your kids are doing online, because this stuff could be being shipped in packages such as PSP, you know, and the old, I'm dating myself, Nintendo, you know, or Sony things. We've intercepted these packages with the U.S. Postal Service.
It's kind of like, be careful, your kids are ordering on Amazon. They could be saying they're ordering on Amazon, but, and you know, let's also make sure that parents understand, we're not talking about all parents have to be concerned. I think you have to be concerned, but there's just a select few. But the consequences, dude, man, this is freaking deadly.
Yes, absolutely.
We have a couple of slang terms that I think the parents need to be aware of. Ecstasy and Molly are two of the most common, but you might also hear such things as E, ecstasy, XTC, X, Adam, hug, beans, clarity, lover's speed, and love drug. You know, some people want to know what are the common effects of MDMA. For most people, a hit of MDMA lasts for 3 to 6 hours. Once the pill is swallowed, it takes only about 15 minutes to enter the bloodstream and reach the brain. About 45 minutes later, the person experiences the high. That's when the drug is at its peak level. People who use MDMA might feel very alert or hyper at first. The thing is, though, you get that feeling once. You like that feeling. You want to keep getting that feeling. And this is a problem. Jay, what are the... as far as in the school, let's say Milford High School, because we're in Milford, but you know, Hopkinton, Grafton, this is a beautiful place to live. We got a beautiful community. I love all the teachers that I know. I love the schools I speak at in this community. What are you hearing about in the school? Is Molly present?
Right now, not to scare anyone, I haven't heard anything specifically out of Milford. And like I say, you were describing the local towns. Grow up in Lawrence. I love Lawrence. I'll always be a Laurentian, but this is a beautiful place to live in the greater Milford area. Basically, at the high school, I haven't heard much. The school resource officers will come to us, will come to our bosses, and say, hey, we've got a problem with this. I know there's one local town that has seen an influx, two local towns that border each other closer to Framingham that are seeing messages, text messages, conversations, informants, that they're seeing it starting to come into these communities that really are wealthy communities that don't have these problems, but they're starting to see it. I'm not saying it's piling into these schools, but it's starting to emerge. It's starting to come. No matter what bad press is getting, it is emerging and coming into our communities.
To my friends in education, excuse me, I'm a professional speaker. To my friends in education, you need to be aware, because this is going to be like a wave. It's starting to like come right on in, and we need to concern ourselves. Get your guidance counselors and substance abuse counselors aware. You're listening to the Jeff Yalden Show with special guest Detective Jay Ball. We're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about more Molly and drug use.
You may not be aware of this, but Liz's Diamond Bar and Grill in Hopedale has it all. That's right. We're talking a full menu of your favorite pub fare. Pool, darts, karaoke. There's something going on every night of the week. Plus, the weekends are full of live entertainment. So real quick, let's recap. Delicious lunch and dinner, Liz's. A night out with your friends, Liz's. Catch the big game, Liz's. Some of the best live entertainment in the area, it's Liz's Diamond Bar and Grill, One Menfee Way in Hopedale, at the Hopedale Airport. And now, a very important message from your friends at Camp Bow Wow in Bellingham. If your pet becomes overheated, you need to immediately lower his body temperature. Move your pet into the shade and apply cool, not cold, water over his body to gradually lower his core body temperature. Apply cold towels or ice packs to your pet's head, neck, and chest only. And let your pet drink small amounts of water or lick ice cubes. If you're going away for an extended period, consider Camp Bow Wow Day Camp or Overnight Camp. Check them out at campbowwow.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys on line some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question. Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by Massachusetts National Guard, aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jeff Yalden, the Jeff Yalden Show. I have the greatest job in the world. To the parents listening, to my teenagers that are listening across the country, I am so honored that you're spending some time with me. I got my friend Jay Ball, detective of the Milford Police. We're in studio. Jay, before we went to break, I was thinking, and then I asked you during break, do you think as a society we're kind of like lowering the bar when we have this fight against marijuana that we should legalize it? But in legalizing it, why didn't we try and legalize it 30 years ago, but now? Because why is it that we're trying to legalize things? And then furthermore, does trying to legalize it lower the bar to say, hey, we give up, we can't control this, and where is it going to go in 10 years? We're hurting ourselves more.
I have no idea where it's going to be in 10 years. That's the easy answer right there. I have no idea. What we look at, based on what I teach classes on narcotics, we have class A, B, C, and D, and E. A is your worst, your heroin's in it. Well, they've legalized marijuana. The one thing I look at that is, if that's what the lawmakers want to do, that's fine. And we will enforce any law or not enforce laws that have changed based on, you know, amounts. Say an ounce or more in Massachusetts is criminal, under is decriminalized. But we need to look what's happening on the other side of the country. Legal, you know, marijuana, we've legalized it because it's a plant that grows, whatever justification it is. People are still being killed over marijuana. It is a business. It is still an underground business. There are norteños and sereños in California that are still going up into the hills of Northern California.
Northern California.
Absolutely, and they're going after these people. But we need to realize that Class A, Class B, Class C, these are serious. Class A, your heroin, your opiates. Class B, your cocaine. These are dangerous drugs. We need to regulate these more. We need more strict penalties for people who want to push these to our children.
Yeah, and I remember reading earlier that Molly is a class one.
It under the DEA schedule, the federal schedule of drugs, is a class one. In Massachusetts, it's a class B narcotic, which falls in the same as some pills, cocaine, crack, cocaine-based drugs. It falls into class B. Methamphetamine.
Okay. You remember the drug ephedrine?
Yes.
Years ago, ephedrine was legal, became illegal, became legal again. I know it was like a diet drug, too. Professional baseball players were using it. We had a couple deaths as a result of ephedrine. And when I looked into it, ephedrine, I don't think it was that bad if you took it in moderation. I want to say I don't agree with it. I think it's a performance-enhancing another type of substance, but I think, like everything, if you take it too much or take it too quickly or think one hit's not enough, two hits, three hits, then that's not enough because you become tolerable of it. You want four, five, six. That's when it's killing people.
It is, and we joked around. You looked at me. I said how I worked midnight day last night. I probably got 2 hours of sleep before I went in, and people that know me know I go out there and I like to be active. You said, geez, how do you stay awake? And I said, you know what? I tried decaf coffee for the first time last night, but I used to drink Monster. But if you think of it, you know, you're saying ephedrine, all these energy drinks, not to get off topic, but at some point you got to think, say, what am I putting into my body? My body needs sleep, but I'm using this stuff to keep me awake, you know, to squeeze more in. Same thing with drugs. Why are we squeezing these things into our bodies when, you know, life should be lived without, you know, anything like that in our bodies?
Well, here's what I want people to understand, because people saying, well, you're Jay Ball, you have the expert in here talking about this, that's like a performance enhancing type of drug or whatever. Hold on a second. Monster energy drink, many of our people are drinking it, adults, teenagers, moderation.
Yes.
I sometimes do 5 hour energy. My travel schedule, I go 20 hours a day sometimes, a little 3-4 hours sleep. But I promise my audiences I'm going to be present. I'm going to be on fire. I'm going to have energy, and I'm going to be honored and excited to be there. So yeah, I'm using 5 hour energy. I got permission from my doctor after a health scare that in moderation, she was okay with it. What we're talking about with heroin, we're talking about with Molly. Heroin can be addictive after just one time. Your whole life is over.
It affects your brain. Absolutely.
It affects your brain. It'll kill brain cells. Molly is, again, becoming encapsulated that you don't know what you're taking. I mean, it could have cocaine. It could have rock salt. It could have talcum powder. Here's the point I'm trying to make. Drugs, you don't do drugs. Drugs do you. That's the point I'm trying to make. In moderation, I'm okay with it. Just don't be stupid.
Yeah, the thing, moderation is perfect. And we don't know, I've said it probably 30 times, people are sick of hearing me say doses, but doses. We don't know the accepted use. And that's why the federal government and the DEA bases their scheduling off of, you know, does it have a legitimate application in life? If it does, then what's that dose? Okay, great. This is the dose for a medical purpose. But we're using things that may have a medical purpose, but with things mixed in it, with too much, too little, too much over time. We don't know.
Well, Jay, we're talking to Jay Ball, Detective of the Milford Police. You're on the Jeff Yalden Show. I'm excited that we have this opportunity to talk about Molly, drugs, heroin, educating parents. I am going to share 11 facts about teen and drug use. And then, Jay, we're going to wrap up the show. I'm going to give you an opportunity to share something that you think might be most important as we get ready to wrap up. But, Jay, we're not done with this discussion. We're coming back for some more segments. 11 facts about teens and drug use. Number one, parents, I hope you're listening. We're going to blog about this, so it's going to be up on my blog, jeffyaldenblog.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Yalden, on Instagram, at Jeff Yalden, and also on Facebook.com/The Jeff Yalden Show. Number one, more teens die from prescription drugs than heroin and cocaine combined. Number two, more than 60% of teens said that drugs were sold, used, or kept at their school. To my principals, superintendents, schools, teachers, make sure those drug-sniffing dogs are coming into school. And don't tell your students when the drug dog is coming in like some schools I heard about. That's stupid. Number three, 1 in 9 high school seniors has tried Spice K2 synthetic marijuana, and 1.3% of seniors have used bath salts, which is incredibly disturbing given its adverse side effects. Number four, young people who drink alcohol are 50 times more likely to use cocaine than teens who never drink. That's a message to people who think it's okay to give your kids alcohol in your house. Stupid, illegal, don't do it. Number five, 64% of teens surveyed who have abused pain relievers say that they got them from friends or relatives. Number six, in 2012, 15% of high school seniors used prescription drugs. However, 35% feel regular use is risky. Only 35% stupid. Number seven, 28% of teens know a friend or classmate who has used ecstasy, with 17% knowing more than one user. I think that's a little bit too low. Number eight, Adderall use, often prescribed to treat ADHD, has increased among high school seniors from 5.4% in 2009 to 7.6% today. Only 35% of 12th graders believe that using Adderall occasionally is risky. Number nine, by the eighth grade, 29.5% of adolescents have consumed alcohol, 15.5% have smoked cigarettes, and 15% have used marijuana. Number 10, teens whose parents talk to them regularly about the dangers of drugs are 42% less likely to use drugs than those parents who don't. However, only a quarter of teens report having these conversations. Parents, wake up, open the door, sit down with your children, have a conversation. I know it's hard. I know you're like, well, I don't know what to say. Sometimes this conversation, saying anything, leads to the best discussions. Number 11, 6.5% of high school seniors smoke daily, up from 5.1% 5 years ago. Meanwhile, only 20.6% of 12th graders think occasional use is harmful, while 44% see regular use as harmful. These are the lowest numbers since 1983. Jay, this has been amazing. We need to have so many more conversations about this. As we got to wrap up the show shortly, what do you want to leave the audience with?
Like you said, please, please, just see what your kids are doing. Look what they're doing. Grandmothers, grandfathers, please, anything, teachers, look at your students, reach out for you. I just want you to know, if you're in the Milford area, please feel free to call me at the Milford Police Department. I'm not a police officer. We do put people in jail, but we want to help also. Thank you, Jeff.
You don't do drugs. You don't do drugs. You don't do drugs. Drugs do you. Appreciate you listening to the Jeff Yaldin Show. We're out.
You're a busy person. You're in demand. You've got a hectic schedule. Well, luckily, we've got you covered with the WMRC Media Center. Now you can listen to all your favorite shows on the computer and on your smartphone, live and on demand. You'll never miss one of your favorite local radio shows or events. Just log on to WMRCDailyNews.com. On the right side, click Media Center, and then choose your show from the menu above. All your favorite WMRC shows and events streaming live and on demand in the Media Center at WMRCDailyNews.com.
It's free, it's 24 hours a day, and it's designed just for you. This is the new First Class Radio, WMRC Milford.